Welcome back to the Make Money Making Videos podcast. What's the hardest thing that you found, the biggest challenge that you found since you've been freelancing for this 6 months?
So the biggest challenge was probably like, you mean like client-wise?
Anyway, I don't even want to put, which is whatever challenge that you think you found, the biggest one.
It was definitely this client that I once had. The client had asked for like a video for her son.
Yeah.
And it was for her son going to a basketball college, picking his top five colleges.
Uh-huh.
And I had to make it. So I started to make it and I finished it. She liked the basic idea of it. Mm-hmm. And she wanted me to keep that, but like she wanted a different thing for like the jerseys. Like she wanted his jersey to be custom made for each college. And I was like, all right, fine, no problem. So I started to make them. And like as I'm making them, I'm realizing like it's kind of, with this one picture that I have, it's kind of difficult to do. But I finished it and did it to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
And it was like she was like that it was fine.
Yeah.
But she had wanted them to be like the exact jerseys. So I had to online, look for players in the jerseys, mask out the jerseys from there, put it onto him on the Photoshop, back into After Effects each team over and over again. But eventually I got it where she wanted it to be. I got her vision fully done, but
that was like, so you were still able to close the project though? Okay. But it was just a whole bunch of back and forth and they weren't really too good at articulating what they wanted and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, for real. It's tough. It's tough when you think you're doing it, like, and then they come back and they're like, oh, I wanted it like this or whatever the case may be. Oh man, seriously, like
especially if they don't like give you a description. Yeah. Especially on Twitter, like I would ask them like what is this project? Like what exactly do you want?
They
tell me that it's whatever I want. So I come back and they describe everything they want. It's like so.
Yeah, annoying. Why the fuck do you tell me that then? Yeah.
Exactly.
That's crazy, bro. Now, bro, what's called? Probably about a year ago now, I worked on a project for with a Vietnamese company who were like a cryptocurrency trading platform. And the main guys I was communicating with were Vietnamese, and they would tell me something like, hey, the quality needs to change a bit. So I'm thinking like, do they mean they need it from 1920 to 4K or like, what are they talking about? You know what I mean? But by quality, they meant like, a detail in there. But because they're speaking a different language, they're telling me something, but they're actually using the wrong words. So I'm trying to figure out like, what do these guys mean? And this all this stuff being lost in translation. That's probably the most annoying project I ever worked with on, man, for real. Final question, man. We'll push in the opposite way. What was the easiest thing you found about freelancing in the past few months?
Probably starting by that point, I had had so much experience with all my past channels.
Yeah.
And all of that, like starting was like so easy for me. Like I could.
Dope.
I already had stuff on my portfolio, but like for the stuff that I wanted to do,
it was
so easy to create. Like I could get all that I needed basically done in a day.
Dumb.
And so me starting off, everyone who came to me for work or uh-huh. everyone I tried to apply to on Upwork,
it
really went like this, like smooth because
how much
experience I had before. And so, yeah, it was just easy starting off.
Fuck yeah, bro. That's music to my ears, man. Hell yeah. That's so good, bro. Seriously. The freelance game's great, man. Seriously. What's called? And you're getting in young. In 2 years, you'll be the age I was when I started.
Yeah.
So that's fire, man. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right, man. That's a wrap. Deontay, it was great having you on, my man. I appreciate you coming on, asking a couple questions. It was cool getting to know you a little bit better, man, asking a couple freelance-based questions. Tell the people where to find you. All your links are going to be down below in the description.
You can find me on YouTube. Actually, everything's basically the same on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Everything's
good.
The same.
Good
shit. It's
my name,
except there's an X instead of an A because, mm-hmm. you know. Taken.
yeah, I feel you, bro. That's why it's Jack Cole, bro. Jack Cole is taken.
Yeah.
God damn it.
That's where you can find me on all that. And Behance is the same thing as everything.
All right, hell yeah.
in the description.
Hell yeah. All that stuff down below in the description. Make Money Making Videos, episode number 5. Deontay, thanks for coming on, my man. Take it easy.
Thank you for having me on.
Hell yeah. Peace.
Peace.
There we go. Another episode of the Make Money Making Videos podcast completed. I'm proud of you. I appreciate you. I really hope you're gaining value from this. That's obviously the objective that I had in mind when creating this podcast. So, hey, keep cracking on with the podcast if you are. And if you're not, I'm sorry. I failed you. See you in the next episode.